page 129. Literature. 3. Read the extract again. Answer the questions. 1. What was the weather like? 2. What was John thinking about on his way home? 3. How did John react to the man in the street? 4. How did the man react? 5. Where did the man go? 6. What was strange about the footprints in the snow? 4. Speaking. Work in pairs. Imagine John decides to enter the cellar. Discuss these questions. 1. What do you think John finds in the cellar? 2. Who do you think the man is? Writing. Explaining a mystery. 1. Read the article Mysterious Patterns. Who does the writer think is responsible for the crop circles? 2. Write the underlined expressions in the correct columns. I'm sure. I'm reasonably sure. I'm not sure. 3. The article has 3 paragraphs. What does the writer talk about in each one? 4. Read about a mystery. Then write 3 sentences about it. Use a different expression from exercise 2 in each sentence. Missing helicopter. An army helicopter with a pilot, co-pilot and 12 soldiers on board has disappeared off the north coast of Scotland. The last contact with the helicopter was more than 12 hours ago, when the pilot radioed that everything was okay. There was no distress signal and, despite a huge search over sea and land, there was no sign of the helicopter either. What has happened to Army Helicopter 487? 5. Write a blog entry, 80 to 100 words, explaining what you think happened to the missing helicopter. Mysterious patterns appear in local field overnight. 1. This isn't the first time such a thing has happened and it probably won't be the last time either. For decades, crop circles have been fooling experts, who are still asking, what exactly causes these patterns? 2. Some people say aliens might create this phenomenon. They suggest that aliens come to Earth at night and leave these patterns in our fields. These people are definitely wrong. Even if aliens from other planets existed, how could they land a huge spaceship without anyone noticing? It would be impossible, of course. 3. It is probably humans who made these crop circles and all the others, but I'm not certain how they did it. I don't think it was just one person, but a group of people and probably quite a large one. Also, it's clear that the person, or people, behind the design must be extremely intelligent because these patterns are very complex. I believe it is very probable that a group of maths students from a university. It's the kind of thing that students like to do as a joke. But whoever did it, they've certainly got people talking.